In Yemen, there have been more shootings of protesters and one opposition leader has been arrested as days of demonstrations stretch into weeks. And the government is not exactly united on what to do about it. Mohammed Abu Lahoum is a senior ruling party member. He wants President Ali Abdullah Saleh to make real concessions to the pro-democracy opposition, including sacking corrupt members of the government. I asked him how much of the government would be left if they sacked all the corrupt ones.
Well, this is something that's another challenge for the government and for everybody else. I think we have waited for so long to tackle the corruption, and this is the result that we are facing today. And I think rather than just waiting and taking that challenge, we should pursue in taking the policy of fighting corruption and taking those individuals, even if it means leaving out two or three in the government. It doesn't matter, as long as we can start in the policy of fighting corruption and fighting it seriously.
But your leader has been there for decades and presumably will not want to make concessions that might undermine his own position.
Again, one has to look at the Arab world and the effect that Egypt has on the Arab world, of course, Egypt and Tunis. And I think this area has been left behind in democracy and serious reforms. And I think this area is moving in the right direction. I mean, it's a bit too late. I mean, we're late than other regions of the world, whether Latin America or Eastern Europe. But I think democracy has entered the Arab world, and I don't think anybody can stop democracy from moving in. Again, one of the most important challenges that will face Yemen is that the transfer of power. I think somebody who has stayed in power for over 20, 30 years, I think it's a bit too long. And we should look ahead right now on how we, the power sharing and giving the people more right to feel that they are in charge of things. And I think this is the right time. And if we don't move ahead with these challenges, I think change will move automatically and leave us behind.
This is remarkable to hear from a senior member of the ruling party. What's been the reaction from Ali Abdullah Saleh and your other colleagues?
Well, of course, there are different views within the ruling party. And I think right now I look at it not just as a ruling party, but I look at the needs of Yemen. And I think the needs of Yemen are beyond and above any political party right now.
But do they regard you as a traitor?
Not necessarily as a traitor, but I think I'm being a realist at this time. And these views are not just new right now. I've been saying them for over a year, or in fact over 2 years. And I think the ruling party, even the president himself, when he gave a speech about 2 weeks ago and he said that he will not run in 2013 and that he will not inherit the leadership to his son, I think these are two important milestones that we should hold him accountable and try to work with other groups, with other opposition groups, with other independents to pave the way for a safe transfer of power. And I hope that we can be ahead of the street, because the street will not wait that long for us.
Is there a way that President Saleh can do this and remain in the country and not find himself on trial or just executed by the mob?
I guess, and I believe, by looking at other examples in other parts of the Arab world, he should take that initiative and not wait for the street to force that initiative. And if he is to prepare Yemen and to lead a transitional government from now until 2013, he could be considered as one who has tried to save Yemen from chaos. And I think, and I believe strongly, that this is something that will benefit him and benefit Yemen in the long and the short term.
And if democracy does come to Yemen, who's going to win the likely elections? I mean, obviously the Americans are very worried about the Al-Qaeda presence in your country.
Of course, I mean, again, when we come to the issues of Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda is a concern not just to the Americans, but all of us. And I think the more democracy we have, the less we will see Al-Qaeda and the groups like Al-Qaeda. And this is one of the very important points that I would like to stress. We have seen examples where we have been hesitant about democracy. And let's look at Afghanistan and Iraq as an example, and let's look at Tunis and Egypt as an example. Both Afghanistan and Iraq, the U.S. and the West has paid severely, as well as the Arab world. While if you look at Tunis and Egypt, has been a positive example, and I think we should pursue, and the area here in the Arab world, we need examples like Egypt and Tunis. And I can assure you, the more democracy we have, the more openness, and the more we will see an end to those radical groups. If you look at Tunis and Egypt, we have not heard a single voice anti-US or anti-American. And we should not worry about democracy. Democracy is sharing of power, the will of power, and I think it is something good for all of us. And the more democracy we have, the less Gaida and their like will ever see, I hope, in this area.
And what does your giant and very rich neighbour, Saudi Arabia, think of this? We've read about the king putting pressure on the king of Bahrain. Is pressure coming on to Yemen to prevent democracy?
As we have seen, pressure sometimes does not work with countries. We have seen that in Tunis. We have seen that in Egypt. When the will of the people really takes over, I don't think that any pressure can affect. Right now, we are looking at a street that is hungry for democracy, a street that is hungry for a change. Either we adapt ourselves to that street and try to work with that street and other groups in Yemen. Otherwise, the change will sweep all of us, and we will be all left behind.
Mohammed Abu Lahoum, a senior member of the ruling party in Yemen.